Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media.
Mainstream fans report the critical thinking hanger. Mainstream fans report the critical thinking hanger.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, a special Saturday afternoon edition of Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Hello, my name is Edward Geich. They call me the Mouth, but I'm not from the South. I don't know where I am half the time. Today, I am going to be joined, as always, in just a couple seconds, with my impeccable co-host, Jim Schmiedeberg, who is live at the Jobbings.com Arena in Phoenix, Arizona, corralling Ranger fans, hobnobbing with people with actual press credentials. I mean, it's been a virtual whirlwind that Jim has had to deal with over there. Already getting some Ranger fans asking him if he's allowed to curse on the air if he calls in. And Jim was like, sure, but do you feel the need to? And the guy goes, well, I feel that I want to vent on Tortorella a little bit. So anywho, if you people with a camera who can see me, I am wearing my special holiday attire. And it's going to be a... It's going to be a virtual, like I say often, it will be a holiday hootenanny right now. Even though the holidays really aren't here. Rangers playing Phoenix. Just to update you before I go to Jim, there's been some firings in hockey. I don't know when this became an NHL show instead of a Rangers-specific show, but it's always good when somebody gets fired for some reason. Looks like Montreal coach Claude Jacques Martin has been fired. An interim coach will be Randy Cunnyworth, an original Whaler. And it looks like Daryl Sutter is in it as the Kings coach. And basically that is. And also Phoenix has traded Kyle Turris for Daniel Runblad, a big-time prospect, an Ottawa defenseman. He goes to Turris goes to Ottawa. And Runblad goes to Phoenix plus a pick. So that's that story. Now, on to the rivalry, on to the chicanery. We go to one of the all-time greats, my partner, my compadre in this insanity, Jim Schmiedeberg. Jim, live in Arizona. Jim, how are you?
Good afternoon from the Jobbing.com Arena, Westgate, Glendale, Arizona. I'm standing outside McFadden's Pub, where they charge $5 cover to get in and pay $6 for a bottle of beer. It is a glorious day. The sky is Ranger blue. The fans are out here in en masse. Well, there's at least 20 of them so far. It's been already a fun weekend. As you saw the picture on the Facebook group, I was knob rubbing, whatever you want to call it, with the Ranger beat writers last night. A great bunch of guys. Pat Leonard for the Daily News. Hi, ma'am. How are you? Doing a radio show. Good to see you. How are you? Let's go, Rangers, ma'am. Thank you. Andrew Gross from Ranger Rants. Dan Martin from the New York Post. Jim Cerny, conspicuous by his absence, as always. The laptop summoned him. Eddie, it's good to be here, buddy. We need a win, pal. We need it bad.
Rangers
well,
need to
it
stop.
Bad, but
I want one. Not bad, but the Rangers need to stop the bleeding, no doubt about it. I have an area code of 400. Is that from around where you are there?
400. I don't know. There's a gentleman standing right near me in his Heritage jersey. He's the one who's concerned about cursing on the air. He's ready to go. He's already listening. That might be him. I don't know. What's your name?
Frank.
Frank is on hold.
All right.
480. It's a 480 area code, not 400.
Oh, I can't see. I'm blind. I have no
glasses. Put your glasses on.
Let's get the Frank. Would you like to get Frank right on the air?
Put Frank on the air. I want to hear what he has to say.
And there you go. Frank, are you with us?
I'm here.
How's it going?
Good, good. I was a guy who asked if I could curse, but out of respect for the station, I won't. But
there is absolutely no respect going on at this station whatsoever. So you can go ahead and drop F-bombs. We don't care. Talk as you would normally if you were next to your friend at a game. So,
okay. Well, I'm a passionate Ranger fan. I moved out here to Arizona for business purposes, but I still follow them, start season tickets and all that. The main point I wanted to make is that I am a massive non-fan of that jerk Tortorella, because I am a pro Avery guy. These last two games, we've had absolutely no jump, no spark in the lineup. This guy, coincidence, Avery's out of the lineup, and they lose these two games. And how the hell Eric Christensen is still on the team, let alone on the ice, to me is embarrassing. Tortorella has taken it to a new level. He's taken it personally. He sat in because of some words he said a couple years ago, okay, and he's let his ego, the hockey god, get in the way.
All right.
And
well,
that's how I feel without cursing, except for jerk.
Well, Frank,
right, well,
let me ask a question. Well, okay, go ahead. You go ahead, Jim. You're live.
Well, I just want to ask Frank. Frank, I understand what you're saying. You're a pro Avery guy. He's got his Avery Heritage jersey on. I can see him from here. How do you account for the fact that they did score six goals without the great Sean Avery in the lineup, providing that spark and offense and all that jam and the modeling and the posing and everything else he brings to New York Ranger hockey? How do you explain those six goals against the Panthers the other night?
Well, you know, the sun shines, you know where sometimes. I mean, when you look at that 6-1 victory, what did Christensen have to contribute? I mean, he got credited with an assist for hitting the post on a wide-open net where luckily Anisimov was waiting to stuff it in. You know, they're playing this guy just in case they have a shootout. What coach is saying, I'm going to put this guy in for the shootout? Are they playing for a shootout or are they playing to win? This guy's got nothing to offer, even when he is in the shootout. What is he, 1-for-4? I mean, give other guys a chance. What about Callahan or Stepan or, you know, even Dubinsky for his confidence? What's wrong with that?
Well, my point is I don't like either of them. I don't like Christensen and I don't like Avery. I mean, I think Avery, when he plays the way he's
supposed to. Internet radio show all about the Rangers. We're actually live on the air right now if you guys want to call in.
Yeah.
A couple of Ranger fans just congregating,
Jim,
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm
talking to both of you at the same time, so apologies. Cool. Give a call. Eddie, my co-host, is on the air right now.
Great.
So anyway, I was going to say, Avery,
yeah,
you have to admit,
the air too.
Frank, you've got to admit, Avery, the last three or four games before his benching, he wasn't involved. He really was not. I know he gets limited amount of time. John Tortorella, to me, seems to know what he's been doing most of the year. I mean, the Rangers have been playing well.
I feel like they still win despite him. I mean, you're asking Avery to do what in 4 minutes of ice time? And there you see Christensen in the lineup on the power play. On the power play. Okay, and this guy's getting 8 to 10 minutes a game. You tell me, you can find Christensen 8 to 10 minutes a game, all right, but you can only give Avery 4?
Good point, Frank. Good point.
I mean, what do you expect the guy to do with 4 minutes? He's got jump, okay? He can take the body. He's contributed a couple goals. He's been smart and had him take good penalties. What has Christensen done to deserve a spot over this guy? I mean, that's my point right now. Yeah, I'm probably agreeing. If there's a better guy out there, so be it. But Christensen is not it.
You're exactly right in that. Eric Christensen has frankly done nothing and is a terrible hockey player. He doesn't bring much. And I don't think Tortorella is necessary.
How is this guy still on the team? He's played for six different teams already. Enough's enough.
I think he may have some naked photos of Tortorella doing some illicit things, perhaps.
Can I get a copy of those pictures? Wait, what? Am I on the air?
You know,
yes,
I'm gonna go. But my last comment is, you know, Tortorella said to Larry Brooks, "Did you get beat up on the bus when you were in school?" Well, I'm telling you, I think Tortorella got beat up on the bus, and that's why he's gonna have such an ego right now. And in fact, if I was on the bus with Tortorella, I would beat the shit out of him myself. How about that?
Whoa!
I like that.
A challenge. I don't think we've ever had a challenge on this program before.
If you guys happen to be in with John Tortorella, you let him know I'm here. I'm right outside Jami.com, anytime, anywhere. Go Rangers. Have fun tonight. I'm going off. See you guys. Bye.
Coach Tortorella will not take our calls, just so we're clear on that. I just want you to know I've passed along our call-in information to a couple of gentlemen here. One of them is actually dialing in as we speak. Thanks, Frank. Great call, buddy. Call us again.
I'm playing today. You should be, though.
And the Ranger fans are yelling at the guy in the Avery jersey because he's not playing today, and he should be. Even in Glendale, Arizona, Eddie, Avery is a hot-button topic.
Unbelievable. The hate for Tort still is raining through here. Live. I don't know.
Well, they've lost two in a row. We're reeling. It's the Christmas swoon is on, and we're in a panic. It's a bad situation. But I have guaranteed a victory tonight. I guaranteed it.
Wow. Well, then it's surely in like Flynn, as they say. I think the Rangers need to stop the bleeding tonight. I mean, that's before anything of this stuff starts to be contagious. But I wanted to make some few points. Oh, we got another caller.
You're gonna have a 253 area code on the switchboard. That's a gentleman
right here in front of
the arena. Okay, there you go. I'm gonna step away so we don't get an echo.
Okay.
Hello?
You're live on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
This is Joe from Seattle.
Joe from Seattle. I've been to Seattle.
I fly from Seattle to a Ranger game every year, and this year we've come down to Phoenix.
And how do they usually do?
Well, except for when I go to Vancouver, they do pretty good. Last year we went to Colorado and San Jose.
Have you witnessed any riots in Vancouver?
No riots in Vancouver. I was there in 94 when we won, and we streeted pretty fairly.
Oh, okay.
So, no riots up that way. But now Phoenix is looking pretty good tonight.
But what's your opinion of the Rangers this year? What do you see good? What do you see bad? I want your whole take.
Well, what I see good is Richards has been a good acquirer. I like Hagelin coming up to speed. I'd like to see Avery play a little bit more, that's for sure.
Okay. Have you watched the 24/7 at all?
Yeah, we were just inside a bar watching some of that, so that was pretty interesting. There's no doubt about that. Saw some footage from back all the old Rangers and Flyers games, and I'm looking forward to that on January 2nd.
Were you surprised, Michael, and maybe you and Jim could address this, were you surprised how much the players were endorsing Tortorella? And as us as fans, were always thinking like they were on pins and needles with him, but they really were talking very glowingly about
it. Yeah, you know, most of them always do, so it was kind of surprising. I mean, you know, the last two games just kind of juggled lines up more than I'd like to see, but... You know, obviously, most of the guys there seem to have his back, with the exception of maybe Avery. But, like I say, they seem to have his back.
Okay. Now, who's your favorite player, and when did you become a Ranger fan? Give us the story.
I was born and raised in New Jersey. My dad took me up to the Blue section upstairs. So I've been, I'm 48, so I've been going, been a Ranger fan for the last 35 years. Favorite guy would probably be, current Ranger would be, probably the new call-up Hagelin. With his speed, I love seeing some of the younger guys come in. Obviously, Lundquist is an easy choice as far as goalie-wise. But like I say, I like to usually fly around from Seattle because there's no hockey up there. So I fly around once a year with my buddy who's standing next to me. And we go to different cities and always been a Ranger fan. Love hockey.
Very good. Very good. Like to hear that. I am a 47-year-old man myself, so we've seen a lot of hockey in the 35 years of crazy team. Jim, how is the scene?
What's going on?
The scene for me? Are people gathering around you? What's going on?
Nick, the great Nick Tertilli has just joined us with his lovely brand new wife Leah. Ranger, I'm starting to see a few more Ranger fans filing in. The Coyotes are beginning to set up their 15 different little, they set up all these different little, what do you want to call them? I guess their fan experience for the 4,000 people that come to see them every night. They've got a giant inflatable Coyote. They've got shoot the puck and see how fast it goes. They've got music going on. It's all a big, catastrophe because nobody comes to see this team anymore. So I'm just walking, walking around Westgate here looking for more Ranger fans, letting them know about this, the lunatic fringe. How's the chat room look tonight? I feel lost without the chat room.
It is jam full of Ranger fans. We've got Adam from Chicago is here. BB Penalty Box, City Hockey Fever, Coast of the Crazy Greek, Froze 99, a.k.a. Frosty. Plenty of guests. I've never seen the chat room fuller than it is right now. It's unbelievable the turnout for this.
All right, here comes some more Ranger fans. Let me. I'm going to mute out for a second and talk to them. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, who am I talking to? My engineer is not saying. Are you still on the air, my friend? Oh, he's gone. Okay, so it's only me. Well, the way I'm looking at it tonight, we've got to stop the bleeding. We've got to just turn it around. I feel like the Rangers' defense.
Those three people I just handed our little information card to could not have cared less.
Yeah, well,
what do they know? They probably work for the organization. By the way, John Rosasco is nowhere to be found.
Well,
I've not seen him yet.
Under a rock. Probably his accommodations were under a rock in Scottsdale, Arizona.
There you go.
There's
a girl here out there with something. How you doing?
He's all
good.
Why?
She's got a. I don't know. I'm people watching at the same time. Here come more Ranger fans, I think. This guy's got a Yankee jacket and a Giants hat. So he might be a Ranger fan. So let me mute out for a second here.
Okay. Are you going to cast these people and we're going to wait for you, or what's the dealio? All right. Let me try to make my comment. I feel the Rangers' defense has been tired. I think Girardi and McDonough are starting to feel the wear and tear of all the minutes that Tortorella has put on them. And we can't get Mark Stahl and Michael Sauer back in this lineup fast enough. And I love the fact that he's around Westgate out there, chasing around everybody.
Okay,
here we
back.
Go.
And I am wearing my Blue Shirt Underground t-shirt, by the way. Oh, here comes
really?
A guy in a Wolfpack jersey. Is that a Wolf? Oh, no, that's not a Wolfpack jersey. Excuse me. It looked like it. Sorry. I got excited there. Oh, there's more Ranger fans coming at me here. It's quite a scene, Eddie.
Oh, I could see that. I imagine a throng of Ranger fans all around you.
I need a helmet cam.
I have to admit, I was lying. There's only about 10 to 12 people in the chat room right now. But listen, you have to lie when there's people on the air.
with you. So they think this show is really a big deception. That's basically, it's all about deception, I see. And I just imagine Jim is just, like, basically grabbing people.
Okay. Sorry. Gentleman in a Richter jersey just walked by. Anthony, trying to get him to call in. I'm working it. You know me. I'm a shameless promoter for this program.
I enjoy that.
And this, I'm gonna actually. I'm in front of the arena, but I'm gonna start walking back towards the Yard House, which is the. Well, you're probably familiar with the Yard House. I'm gonna start walking back towards there. And I'm not far from where I'm parked, where I have my. Well, quite frankly, it's where I have my beer stashed, and I'm gonna go refill my cup here.
Ah.
And look for Ranger fans along the way.
Well, you look, Tina, and I'll talk. Remember, you can call into the show even if you're not around in Phoenix, Arizona. The number to call in is 646-478-4692.
Here comes the cleaning lady, the housekeeping. Housekeeping, are you a Ranger fan?
Yes.
You are. You think she even knows what the Rangers are? I doubt it. Anyway, I'm sorry. There's a gentleman in a Girardi jersey, okay? And there's a lot of Cleveland Brown fans around there. They're playing the Cardinals tomorrow, so we're seeing a lot of Brown fans, and it's quite a scene. It's quite a scene. We're seeing everybody but Coyotes fans.
So, Jim, in between these runs where you try to grab people, what do you think about the Rangers' chances tonight? Are we going to rebound? What's going to go on here?
Well, I've said this before. Typically, they have not played well here. I haven't seen a lot of great hockey played in Phoenix by the Rangers, but I'm confident tonight they're gonna bounce back. We're gonna get this done. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you this may or may not be of interest to you. There's a comic book shop here in this plaza, and what's that guy's name? McFarlane. He did the Spawn. Is that what he did?
Yes.
Todd McFarlane.
He does all the pictures.
Right. Well, he's actually here, and he's doing a signing. So there's a line of about, 200 comic book aficionados, or whatever you want to call them. They're all online to get his autograph. I think he lives out here, if I'm not mistaken. And I just got blasted with wind, so I apologize for that.
All right.
So, yeah. There's more people online. Oh, here come more Ranger fans. Hold on a second. Let me mute out for a second.
I've got a call on hold. Should I go to it?
Yeah, go ahead and go to the call.
Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this? Eight six zero. You're on the air. No go with that 860. Or it could be 360 with these, but without my glasses, it's completely, utterly ridiculous. Jim, why Jim is being sandblasted?
All right, I'm sorry. I'm working the crowd here. Eddie. Working the crowd. Are we taking calls? What are we doing?
Well, somebody didn't answer. I'll go to him again. Let's see. Make sure I got the number here. Area code 860. You're on the air on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
That's Adam, I think.
Adam. Guess not. All right. Just listening on the phone.
Come
on. Get
out of here, you bum.
I mean, this really is probably the worst stage show I've ever been involved with.
It's simple radio.
It's simple radio. Is it Mike Hughes? So how was
December
20th down there?
Blue Shirt Underground.
Charlie.
December 28th, Blue Shirt Underground viewing party, live from Slattery's Pub, Midtown Manhattan, on 36th Street between 5th and Madison. We're going to be out there having a good time. Hopefully you guys will make it. There, I gave a little.
Very good.
I'll try to help you out here, buddy.
Oh, listen, it's tough when you do a live remote. You're flying by the seat of your pants.
It's the best way to do it.
And if you would love to see me tonight, I'm wearing a special holiday hat on camera to distract people from this awful broadcast.
I love this. You know what? We should start doing every broadcast with me walking around Westgate, whether the Rangers are here or not.
True. I enjoy it. You know, basically, if you hand somebody a piece of paper, I think most people ignore people. I do.
Well, I'm appealing to the masses. I don't know. You've gotten a couple of calls, so we're doing all right.
Okay. Frank Rizzo was good, and what was the other guy's name?
Joe, I think, from Seattle.
Yeah, I know he's
right?
From Seattle. That bloke. He was from Seattle, but I don't remember his first name.
I think it was Joe.
So,
another guy I just talked to. There was a guy walking around here, another guy in a Heritage jersey, and the first thing he said to me is, I'm trying to get on that 24/7. Can you help me out with that? And I said, yes. Just call in, and we'll take care of the whole thing for you. We'll get you right on. I'll pretty much tell people anything to get them to listen to this program.
Well, why don't you tell the audience how you were going to approach John Rosasco if you did see him at Westgate?
Well, how about I'll start with I'll backtrack that a little bit by telling the I was out here at Westgate last night with Nick Tertilli, and we were looking for hopefully to see a couple of the players hanging around, and we didn't. And hold on a second, because I think I just created a bit of a we were hoping that there'd be players hanging around, but they weren't, and we wound up meeting up with the beat writers. And they told us that there's a beautiful Renaissance hotel here. And the Giants have stayed here in the past. And I was hoping that the Rangers would stay here. But they're not staying here because, as we were told last night, it's not fancy enough for the Rangers. They like to be pampered when they're on the road. So they're staying at a resort out in Scottsdale. And let me just tell you, I love the Rangers. I don't want them staying at resorts. I don't want them pampered. I want them staying. You remember Rocky III when Apollo Creed takes Rocky to that place in Watts and he's living with it? I mean, there's no water and you got the sterno bums down in the alleyway. That's where I want the Rangers staying. I want them down at the Econo Lodge on 32nd Street in Van Buren where the hookers are and the crack addicts and the meth. And that's what I want. I had a tiger from this team. But they're out in Scottsdale, so we didn't see anybody from the Rangers. We didn't see John Rosasco. I was gonna approach him and say, hey, aren't you with the Rangers? I see you on TV all the time. You're always next to the coach, next to the players. Who are you? But alas, he wasn't around.
Pampering. Enough with the pampering. They're a hockey team. This is America's Top Model or something like competition.
Did Alfie Pike need pampering? Did Muzz Patrick need pampering? No.
Did John Black Cat McMahon need pampering? No. And it's ridiculous. And this is supposed to be John Tortorella, who's on this 24/7 saying they spend too much time and they get too much pampering in the training room. Meanwhile, they're staying at spas. How about you win a cup before you stay at a spa? That's my new rule. Win a cup, stay at a spa.
I'll go
That's
along
your
with that.
Bonus.
All right, so I have refilled my cup with libations. I'm heading back over towards the arena, and I see some Ranger fans up ahead, so I'll catch up with them and hopefully get some people to call into the show. Do you have any more calls on the switchboard?
Nada.
I'm doing a fantastic job, aren't I?
You've done it again.
Well, listen, not everybody's going to want to call in. People are shy. We've got a call, just as you said it. Holy Manoli, Stromboli, Cannoli, Chris Campoli, Ravioli. Let's go to him. Area code 347. You're on the air, Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
How are you? What's up? It's Jimmy T.
Jimmy T is back.
I'm back. What's going on,
you're
guys?
Better than ever. Jimmy T, is this Ranger thing, two-game losing streak, anything to worry about, or is this a sign of things to come?
No, it's nothing to worry about. Every team has its days, you know what I mean? It's nothing to go crazy about.
I'm
stuck in traffic right now. But I basically wanted to say, enough, Tortorella. Enough with Brian Boyle playing on the third line. Stick him on the fourth line with Brandon Prust. Put Fedotenko down there, and you need Dubinsky to play up. If you want this guy to break out of his slump, you gotta put him on a line, and somebody's gonna be able to pass him the puck and keep up with him, and play the whole board game with him down low. You can't expect this guy to break out of his slump if you put him with players like Brian Boyle or Prust. I'm sorry.
I agree. Brian Boyle needs to be extricated from this lineup. He just ruins that energy line. I mean, if you want to call it the energy line, the Mitchell and Hagelin, to me, he brings the whole thing down. He's slow, doesn't hit, he gets knocked over the puck, he's not good on faceoffs. Why is he playing so much? And we made the analyzation the other night. He was, when the Rangers were down a goal, he's out there in the last minute. 6 goals in 51 games, 61 games? Give it a break.
Yeah, right. Please. It's about time they dress Sean Avery, too, because honestly, he might not be the best hockey player out there, but he's enough of an annoyance to other teams to throw him off their game slightly. You know, it's all about mind games. You know, you got Avery chirping from the bench, pissing people off. If that's how you gotta get a win, that's how you get a win. I'm sick of seeing Eric Christensen miss open nets. The only thing he's good for is shootout. I mean, if there was a league for a shootout alone, he'd be your number one star. But until then, he belongs in the AHL or he belongs playing in the KHL.
I agree with you. I think Eric Christensen is just a mystery why he even returns to this team and isn't sent down. I mean, he goes away for a while. He's like a bad sit. Comes back, and you're like, you don't know how to get rid of this guy. So I'm with you on that as well. Jimmy T, you watch 24/7, I assume?
Absolutely. I feel like HBO did a really good job with that. Honestly, I think that they basically, what they're trying to do is, I don't know, it feels like they're trying to favor the Flyers a little bit and showing, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, I feel like it was well put together. I just feel like they're trying to make the Flyers look like, a godsend team.
Well, one thing I noticed is they showed the Flyers practicing a lot. And the Rangers, they only showed like an hour practice before they went to Buffalo. And then the Rangers eating and the Rangers don't practice. And then, almost like the Flyers were more of a serious team. And maybe that's just how it worked out. But,
another thing, like I believe you mentioned it on the last show, when Claude Giroux went down with the concussion, they did immediate concussion testing. And when Michael Sauer went down, they didn't show any kind of testing or anything that went on with the Rangers. I don't know if there's time constraints on showing it or what. But, I don't know what goes
probably,
on.
He probably went out and got the food for after the game. They didn't even test him. You kidding me?
And another
thing I thought,
they showed Marion Gaborik having a few beers, and I believe, was it Lundqvist or Prust? Somebody said something about Gaborik having too many beers, and then the next game, 5 minutes later, they show him being benched and yelled at on the bench by Tortorella.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. That could be alcoholism playing out on the silver screen, so to speak. I don't know, listen, a hockey player's been drinking beer for years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Ron Gresham.
I don't have a problem with that. I just think it's funny that they broadcasted it that way.
Ron Gresham said there was no rehab back in the day. You had rehab on the ice when season started. Then you stopped drinking. And they still drink.
Well, I just wanted to say, Jim, I don't expect you to find any kind of fans out there in Scottsdale or Phoenix. I've been to Phoenix. I really don't think that you're probably going to be the only one at the arena. I don't think you're going
to
find any Coyote fans.
I just want to jump in. I'm at Margaritaville here. There's a bunch of Ranger fans. And Santa is here.
No, listen, just don't sit on his lap, all right?
Yeah.
And ask him for a Ranger victory?
a range of victory, Sean Avery actually playing in the lineup and Brian Boyle playing on the fourth line.
Do we know who's starting in goal yet tonight?
I have no clue.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Anybody
got any chat room update me? All right. Well, young Jimmy T, or Jimmy T, fresh live from the studio. He's working on the mix master himself, Jimmy.
I got to work on a Ranger song for you guys.
Definitely. Work for
put
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll definitely
all right,
do that.
Jimmy.
But listen, anyway, you have a great night, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Jimmy.
You so much.
All right, take care.
Yeah, Jimmy T, calling in, doing us a solid. Got another phone call here. Area code 702.
Oh, yeah.
702, you're live on the air with Eddie and Jim here on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. How are you tonight?
Hey, fabulous, man. We're hanging here in the village here. There's a lot of Ranger action going about, and we are visiting from Las Vegas. And, it's just awesome, man. It's just freaking awesome.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Who's your favorite player? How long have you been a Ranger fan? And what's your name?
My name is actually Jimmy G. I think you just said Jimmy G on there, but I'm actually Jimmy G from Queens, and I've been a Ranger fan since the late 60s.
Another
wow.
Jimmy G?
Another
Jimmy
freaking
G,
Jimmy G. I can't believe it. Yes.
So, Jimmy G, let me ask you, who is your favorite player of all time, and who's your current favorite Ranger?
Brad Park, all-time Ranger, being a defenseman myself, and currently, who the heck could that be? I like Mark Stahl a lot. I met him last year in Anaheim. Cool cat, and I hope he gets back soon.
Right. Now, you came all the way from Vegas to see the Rangers. Predictions for
yeah.
the game? Who do you want to see win? Well, obviously you want to see the Rangers win, but who do you want to see do well?
I got the over and under is basically 6, and I like the over is the Rangers winning 4-3.
You really are from Vegas.
Yeah,
so an over and under.
I've been here a while, but you know, I'm a New York guy originally. I'm here with my son, so it's really a great bonding opportunity, and
cool.
It's just awesome. I saw your guy walking around. He gave us a phone number to call. He's got his headset on, and kick ass. Great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Jim, would you like to ask Jimmy G any questions?
I'm just trying to work around here, move around, try to find Ranger fans. The guy that called a little while ago, Joe from Seattle, him and his buddy are now being interviewed by a gorgeous, gorgeous girl over here. I don't know what this is. I think I'm just gonna go work my
get
way
her
in
on
here
the
and
air.
Find out. I think I'm gonna find out what this
that.
Is. I'm walking over here. It's from SheKnows.com. I'm gonna come over here. I'm getting right in front of the camera here with these Ranger fans.
With him already.
Yeah, he was just on our show. Hi. We're actually broadcasting live. Blue Shirt Underground Radio, BlueShirtUnderground.com. And I just couldn't help but notice you corralled a couple of our fans here.
You're in the middle of a shoot right now.
That's fine. Oh, I understand you're in the middle of a shoot. I'm in the middle of a radio show.
It's a rough thing.
I'm on broadcasting.
Okay.
Doing
hey,
a show
man,
here.
You guys, you guys are just totally driving
right.
me
are
for
you
the
Are you physically
man.
Pushing me away here?
Yes,
I mean,
please.
Come on now. Is that really necessary?
Yeah, I mean,
some woman just got physical with me. Call our lawyers. Get our legal department. She choked me out of the way. I will not have this. I power to the people out here now. What is this? Should I go yell like Eddie Geich's penis, like you know Baba Booey type things, into the back of the? Oh, they're actually restarting the take two with the Ranger fans now. Here she comes. She's coming at me again. Hold on, I can run faster than you. I lost a lot of weight now. I'm running. She's giving me dirty looks. Ranger fans, BlueShirtUnderground.com. We're actually on the air right now. It's an internet radio show all about the Rangers. If you guys want to call in, here you go. My partner Eddie's on the air right now. Call in. Here you go, Lundquist. Don't walk away. Dubinsky, you should call in. We have a special song for you. Lundquist, you're the man. She's still giving me dirty looks. I'm still circling. Take three. Oh, here you go. BlueShirtUnderground.com. There you go. Hi. All right, Eddie. I think...
Of course, people do go both ways.
our first, she was literally shoving me out of the way. I was just got myself right in the camera. She comes up and she starts pushing me. Excuse me, could you hear, I don't know, could you hear her over the phone?
Here, I'm shooting right now. Yes, I heard that.
Because excuse me, we're trying to do a shoot here. And I said, well, I'm doing a radio broadcast. I mean, come on.
Doesn't she know? Is she from SheKnows.com?
She
no, that
obviously
takes priority.
Obviously did not know who I was.
Well, all right. That's okay. Maybe, brought there from you and got scared off.
I'll not be treated this way.
Well, and you shouldn't be. You're a professional.
All right. I'm going to work
she
my
really
way back over.
Though?
What? No, she wasn't. No, not at all. Not really. No. The one interviewing the two guys that called in, she was cute.
We all know your nose is growing
the producer or something like that. She was the one that shoved me out of the way, and I just won't have it. There come the Ranger fans back over. They're both laughing at me. I can only imagine what was said after I walked away. You guys should have demanded that how dare you let her treat a Ranger fan that way?
Miss Arizona, hey. Miss Arizona,
hey. Oh, that was Miss Arizona?
Arizona.
Who, the blonde?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, who was the ugly one? Who was that pig? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She had a great face for radio. We should have got her on
here.
All right. Guys, good job getting on TV, the whole bitch. She give you her phone number?
I got it.
Okay, good job. Good job. These Seattle guys, they don't screw around. All right.
How come we can't get Miss Arizona?
Well, she won't interview me
on
now. Oh, forget it. I that's another bridge burned, Eddie. Flame on. Should I tell her I know
next
John Rosado?
Miss Arizona on the show.
Right. Should I go back and ask her? Tell her we want to. Hold on, I'll go back over there. Hold on, I'll go back. What the hell do I care? What are they going to do? Hold on.
This is live radio.
It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. All
remember,
right, hold on. I'm going
to
work my way back over there. I don't stand a
there,
chance like. Here, but I'm going to. Oh, she's interviewing someone else now, and they're on camera. It's a big deal. I'll even promote their website, SheKnows.com. I don't even know. I don't know what that is, but
SheKnowsJack.com.
What?
Somebody put me a link to see what Miss Arizona looks like in the chat room. The chat room is filling up now. Thousands of people.
Do we have any more calls?
No, but Amory Adrian has or Adrian. I don't know how to say the last name. Has joined us in the chat room.
Oh,
welcome.
Good. Hi, Anne-Marie.
James Graham is here. It's a virtual who's who.
I think this is one of our better broadcasts.
No, Costa just said this is cringe radio.
This is what?
Cringe radio. Well, no. Wazili, I think, put it best by saying this is entertaining yet slightly uncomfortable.
Come on, we just had our first Stuttering John moment of the program. I mean, I'm not kidding you when I tell you she was physically pushing me out of the way. That was great. It was great.
She's an assertive woman.
I wish we had it on video.
You should have Nick filming that. He can be on our bonus CD that we're releasing during the holiday.
All right. I've finished my beer and thrown away the cup I was hiding it in. So I'm working my way back around.
How many beers have you had at this?
Four or six.
So
anyway,
wet and ready to go. Hold on.
Thank you, Paulie. Thank you for joining us on this momentous occasion. It's always great to see the great Paulie D. Miss Arizona's doing interviews. I'm still getting dirty looks from the entire crew now of this broadcast. All right, she's done with her interview. Should I go over there and see if we can interview her?
Jim, if you don't, you will disappoint everybody here.
All right, hold on.
I mean, and plus, I'd like to see you get arrested live on the air.
All right. Let's see. She's doing another interview now. I can't get in the way. No, I won't interrupt an interview.
Oh.
I will. You know, we are professional broadcasters, and I won't do that. She's,
yeah.
You know, look, she's a beauty queen just trying to make her way in this world. I'll see what I can do when she's done here. But they're lining up to be interviewed, and I'll try. I'm not saying, you know, I won't, but she's just a girl out here trying to make a buck.
Well,
so,
Adam,
we'll give her
Chicago
a second. She's interviewing again.
Okay. Can I please speak here for a second? Adam from Chicago has posted a picture of Miss Arizona, and we all can see it here, my friend. Very attractive woman.
She's cute.
Is she wearing a tiara or anything like that?
Right now, she is not wearing a tiara. Let me see if I
I
don't know if I can take a picture while I'm on the phone, but let's try it here. Hold on. Let's see what happens.
We already have a PayPal set up by Mario for your bail, if that should happen.
Okay, I am going to try and do this while we're on the air. I'll post I just took a picture of her. I'll try and post it to the Facebook, the Blue Shirt Underground Radio Facebook group while we're talking here. Here comes some more Ranger fans, so I'm gonna talk to them in just a second here.
Number to call, 646-478-4692 if you want to talk Rangers action. Okay, what else we got? Jim is sauntering over, trying to grab people. If you just joined us, it's complete chaos. He's just roaring all over the place. So what else we got? I don't know. But Rangers
okay.
Are just... Go ahead.
All right. Gretzky jerseys. A lot of Ranger fans just now showing up, so I'm trying to multitask here. Hold on. Miss Arizona,
all right, I'm
let me see if I can. I'm trying to work my way in here. Hold on, let me see if I can get in here and say hello. Hold on. She's getting her hair fixed. Maybe I'll get mine fixed. She's getting her hair brushed. Are you still there, Eddie? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening to you intently.
Okay. She's getting her makeup done as we speak. I'm like 10 feet away from her. She's looking at me. She's smiling. I'm trying to. She's not waving. Now she's waving. Ah, she just waved to me. She heard me. I've got no dirty looks. I'm just gonna go over and say hello, and we'll see if I get forced out again. She's running away from me. She is literally running away from me. She just moved behind her whole team there. She's being hidden. They're now shielding her from me, Eddie. This is preposterous what's going on here right now. It's like she works for the Rangers organization.
What did you do that just raised the ire of our whole entourage?
This is very important. Open my pants.
Somebody's coming at me. Oh, wait. Okay. He kept going. It's a guy in Ray-Bans. It's completely cloudy, but he's wearing his Ray. He's too cool for
Corey
school.
Hart.
He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's Corey Hart, the whole bit. Hold on. I'm gonna try and sneak her. Hold on. I'm gonna try and backdoor Miss Arizona right here. Hold on.
Whoa! Don't say that too loud.
Do we have a name?
Oh yeah. What's her name, boys?
I don't know.
I'll get it.
So, you're Miss Arizona? We're broadcasting live. I'm on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. I apologize for what you were doing before.
Jennifer.
Just trying to have a good time. Just wanted to say hello to you. Jennifer, is that your first name?
Jennifer Stedler.
Erica. I told them it was Miss Arizona. They're actually looking up your picture on our show as we speak. So, all right, what exactly is SheKnows.com? Because I promoted it on our show as we speak. So if you can tell me what it is.
It's the number one women's website in the country.
It's the number one women's website in the country. We do have women that listen to our show. It's a New York Rangers-based internet show. It's just the Rangers are here tonight, and I live here.
Well, we have an office in New York.
They have an office in New York.
We do everything from women's health and
parenting.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
So
okay.
We're out here promoting a show.
Okay.
A daily delight.
Well, Erica, it's nice to meet you. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Thousands of people around the world. If you could just say hello to everyone for us.
Hi, everyone.
There you go. And let's go Rangers. Go ahead, Erica.
Let's go Rangers.
Atta girl. Thanks, Erica. See, she's a good sport. There, how was that? All right, I did it. I got myself in there. And
she sounded very nice.
See, we'll have to, this is Miss, you know, what I should do is try and get her to say, this is Miss Arizona saying, let's go Rangers, and then we'll use that every week as a plug. She's very attractive, very cute girl, and she's a good sport. I'll give her that. Most beautiful woman I've ever talked to me.
Oh, no, that's not true. We've actually gotten a celebrity, Miss Arizona. It's totally not hockey related, but listen.
Who cares?
I think we have scored major.
Like you said, it's flying by the seat of your pants radio.
And she's calling me right now, Miss Arizona, to talk to me personally.
With a cease and desist, no doubt.
Yes. I think she was very nice. The number one woman's blog? Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe it. And I don't believe a word. I don't think that was I think it's a made up name.
Look, let's not disparage the lovely Erica. She might be on the show next week.
She knows.com.
She knows.com.
All right, now we're getting Erica's real picture. We had the fake picture.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, my, a lot better looking.
I think. Picture in the group, so if somebody could paste it from there, because here comes a guy in a Rangers jersey. He's got a C on his jersey. I'm not sure if that's Messier. Is that Messier? All right. Messier, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We're on the air right now. It's an internet broadcast all about the Rangers. If you want to call in, the phone number's at the bottom. Give us a call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Wearing a Messier jersey. Always good to see.
MSG
will like that. They'll probably put him on the broadcast tonight.
Jim, which you should, if we had the correct information, Erica, who you met and exchanged words with, her talent is hip-hop basketball dance.
It's what? Say that again?
Hip-hop basketball dance.
Oh, mine too. Hold on. I should go back over there.
Okay,
that's my talent too. Hip-hop. Everybody knows
that.
Do
the rerun thing. Erica Fronte.
So I am, I've made my way back to the yard house here. Lots of Ranger. This is where the Ranger fans seem to be congregating. Some of them have already called into the show. Some of them are. I see a guy here in a Callahan jersey. You got to call into the show.
See?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm trying to round up
his friends. Oh, you got okay. He's trying to round up his friends. We got a guy in a Richter jersey.
This classifies me as a low-grade moron.
Exactly.
Classifies me as a low-grade moron.
Exactly. There's a clip on the switchboard. It's called the Fire Montage. Can you play that for me? I uploaded that the other day, and can you play that for me? I need a little bit of that.
Okay, you got it, Mike.
Did you call in? Was that you? Okay, I was over there, so I wasn't sure if that was you. I'm Jim, too, so thanks for calling in, man. All right, good.
I'm on fire!
There you go.
Fire!
I've just played the new and improved fire montage. Here it is again, ladies and gentlemen, for your leisure.
Fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire!
Now, here's a trivia question for the chat room. Name the three clips that are included in that montage.
I don't know.
Something for the chat room to discuss. I'm gonna make my
right now.
Costa approves of the Erica woman, which really means a lot, I'm sure, to the state of womanhood.
Do we know if Avery's playing tonight, Eddie?
I will ask. I have not been following the tweets. Will Avery be suiting up? Does anybody know in the chat room as we continue here on Blue Shirt on the Ground Radio? It is 5:55 Eastern Standard Time.
Just checking with our chat room.
Right now, we've got
sounds like he's not. No. Gentleman wearing a Brandon Shanahan jersey here at Margaritaville.
I'm wearing a Brandon.
It's got Shanahan's number, but it's got his name on it. I apologize.
Chat room is starting to fill in.
We've actually had Flurry on the show.
Oh, really?
Yep. He was a good guest. He was interesting. Hold on. There's a. I'm going to head over. There's a couple of women here, Ranger fans. I'm going to head over towards them. Call in and see if we can get them to maybe call in. Fans are starting to congregate here. I don't see some more Ranger fans coming in. Ranger fan.
Ranger fan.
Blue Shirt Underground Radio. You should give us a call. I like your jersey. Oh, okay. We're an internet radio show all about the Rangers.
Oh.
We're on the air actually right now as we speak. You should call in.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
She won't call in. Let's go Rangers.
Well, women are,
Coyotes fans are looking at me. Go Rangers. Attaboy.
Hey, I'm a Marvel fan.
So, anyway. All right. So, where are we here? All right. 3:56. We got 2 hours of game time. Ranger fans are starting to file in. Looks like we'll be well represented. I'll be upstairs tonight, section 222. I'll be at the end of the ice where the Rangers shoot twice, which is good. I expect to see a lot of goals. And look, there's Miss Arizona or whoever she is.
Erica.
Did anybody post the picture in the chat room of the picture that I posted?
No, we've got a different picture up.
Oh, okay.
We know what she looks like.
She's not bad looking. She's got a little more makeup on than I like to see on a woman, but she's not bad looking. I'll give her that. Here comes another Ranger fan. Oh, this guy's got a ponytail. I'll bet you he'll call in. Hold on. This guy's got like on a 20-year-old shirt here, Rangers. Hold on a second. I'm going to walk right up to this guy live on the air. How you doing, Ranger fan? Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We're on the air right now. If you want to call in, the phone number's there at the bottom. What's your name?
Robert.
I'm Jim. Grab your phone. Call in. My partner's on the air right now. All right. He's going to have some dinner first. Just drove in from Vegas. A lot of people here from Vegas. Here comes some more Ranger fans. Blue Liberty jersey.
Ranger fan.
I'm going to walk right up to – I'm going to hit up these people. Hold on a second here. It's an old Rangers jersey. My goodness.
Fire! I'm on fire!
At the bottom, it's an internet broadcast all about the Rangers. These guys just called in right here. They don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Wow.
Only Miss Arizona cared. We just had Miss Arizona on here. I mean, this broadcast doesn't get any bigger than that. Here's a gentleman in a Gabrick jersey. Little guy here. How you doing there?
Good.
What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, I'm Jim, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. How you doing?
Good.
So you're a Ranger fan?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
New York.
New York? You out here just for the game?
No, we live here.
Oh, you live here now?
Yeah.
You going to test your shot?
Yep.
Get ready to fire one in there?
Yeah.
Right-handed shot. All right, who's your favorite player?
Marion Gabrick.
Yeah. Are they going to win tonight?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm going to the game, and if they don't win, I'm going to hold you responsible. Is that all right? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, get it done. Let's see. All right, we're gonna watch this kid take a shot here. Let's see where he puts it. Go five hole. Go five hole. They're shooting at this big inflatable Coyotes thing. Nice shot, Gabrick. All right, there we are. Oh, there's another girl in a Messier jersey. Let's try and get some women to call in. Seems like a women-centric crowd here tonight.
Well,
are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. This broadcast couldn't get any better.
Have they taken us off the air? Have they taken us off the air yet?
We've got a phone call.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and take the phone call. I'm going to mute out for a second.
Okay. Area code 520. You're on the air with Eddie and Jim on Who's Shirt Underground Radio. How are you?
Hey, great. This is George from New Jersey, Tamron, New Jersey, here at the Jobbing.com Arena. Looking forward to the Ranger game.
George, I'm so glad you called in. I guess I want to ask you a couple questions straight up. How long have you been a Ranger fan, and who's your all-time Ranger fave and your present Ranger favorite?
Let's see, I've been a Ranger fan since 1971, and my all-time Ranger fan has to be Eddie Jockeman, and my current would have to be, I would have to say, Ryan Callahan.
Yeah, I mean, it's Eddie Jockeman, one of the all-time greats, as we know. Rangers have been fortunate to have a lot of good goaltenders throughout the years. I sometimes imagine how bad they would be if they did. And Ryan Callahan, how do you think he's handled the sea? I think he's handled it brilliantly this year.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Network. Yeah, you know, Ryan's really stepped up as captain. I think he's been waiting in the wings, waiting for Drury to leave, and he stepped up. He's got a big role to play, you know, and I believe that the Rangers have a shot this year. They're really strong.
Amen.
I agree
with you. I mean, they have a very good defense when healthy. They've managed to keep it together. They're very resilient. You know, so far so good. Hopefully they can snap this two-game losing streak and get things back on. What do you think is wrong with Brandon Dubinsky?
Dubinsky, boy, I don't know. It's I really like Dubinsky. He's obviously shown over the last couple of years that he belongs on the Rangers. Good question. I don't know if they need to be on a line change. But he's playing with Callahan. I believe that'll pick his game up. Hard to say. I just hope he turns it around.
And where do you stand on John Tortorella, which seems to be a hot button issue tonight?
Yeah, you know, that's between the Avery issue and all that other stuff, I think Tortorella is a great coach. To be honest with you, he knows how to get it done. He's got the players this year with Richards. So I just believe that give him time here to get through this period and pick up and get close to the Flyers. Flyers got spanked today by Boston Bruins.
By Boston.
So I just believe that the Rangers, they'll be there.
Okay, George, well, I thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, discover Blue Shirt Underground Radio, I'm telling you. It's an internet radio show. We have thousands of listeners, and we speak the truth here. You don't get that fluff like you get over at MSG.
Right. Okay, great. Great talking to you. Have a good evening.
All right. Take care, George.
Bye now.
All right. The great George, ladies and gentlemen. I had to put you on mute there for a little bit, Jimmy.
That's okay. Sorry. There's a lot of, you know, we're getting closer to game time, so a lot of Ranger fans are starting to show up, and a lot of them seem to be going to Margaritaville, which, you know, it's that's close to my heart. So I was working the crowd over there, and I did mute my phone to try and, you know, I don't want to.
No, it's okay. Everything is running smoothly. We got another phone call.
Oh, good.
So you are doing your job, and you're doing it well.
Good.
Area code 239. You're on the air with Jim and Eddie. Eddie and Jim on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. How are you this evening?
It's Jack Love.
Area code. Who is this?
Jack Love.
Hiya, Jack.
Oh, it's Jack Love. How are you?
Oh, okay.
What
Ready
are you thinking
the
about
Rangers?
This? That's right. You have any poems for us tonight to read live, or are you just calling in to say hello and let's go Rangers?
Let's go Rangers. I actually left a little poem in Eva's prediction score there. I say 5-3. I should hit it one of these years.
Well, you know, predictions, it's tough because we always have to predict the Rangers to win. I mean, who's going
right.
to predict it? Only a couple of people have dared to pick the Rangers to lose, which I think should qualify as an automatic banning. If you
right.
pick the Rangers to lose.
Basically. Yeah, how can you do that? I mean, it's a Ranger site. I mean, you know, 80 games, Well, they would be great. They'd win all 80 games, wouldn't they?
That's right. I wish that could come true.
I have to interject here. I just came across a listener to our podcast, Kevin, who's walking around in his Rangers sweatshirt. He says, oh, I listen to you guys all the time on the podcast. I gave him our information. We're trying to get him to call in. We'll see what happens. But we have reached the masses, Eddie.
Well, if you hit it big in Arizona, they say pretty much that's it. I mean, you really can't go any farther than
if you can make it in Glendale, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is unbelievable. The people calling, Greg's calling in from Florida. You're in Phoenix. I'm in New York. This modern technology is absolutely wonderful. What else we got here? So, Jack, what do you think about the Rangers' losing streak? You think they can bounce back, or is this something that may be for a long?
They'll bounce back. This is a young, spirited team, and it's not like the teams of past where once they hit a long streak, you say it's going to go even worse downhill. This is the growing pains of a young team. We're a very young core. You just got to stick with them. We're doing great. I'm proud of this team the way they're playing right now, pretty much, and they're going to hit. It's the major streaks that you got to stay away from. Losing five or six in a row like they're normally do. 2-3 games, that don't bother me, but we'll get it back, and I think it starts tonight. We'll start. The gnome is back. We're going to get the lucky goals tonight. Hopefully, Doobie could get at least one.
You'd like to see him break the schneid, that's for sure.
Personally,
and
this guy makes $4 million. He's not a utility or role player or fourth liner. He was paid this money to score goals. He's not producing.
Right.
And really, I think what they got to do, or Torts, they got to give him less minutes, maybe sit him out a few games, let him brood there, let him get pissed off, and he'll come back with fire. I guarantee you. But to give him all these minutes, and not produce, it's just like he's in no man's land.
Right.
I
think he's got to spend some time upstairs and maybe sit out, and I think it'll put a burr in his saddle, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, Greg, we've got...
That's all I want to say,
brother.
And let's go Rangers, and I hope they win for you, Jim. I really do, because I know how it is there to go see them. Take care, guys. Let's go Rangers!
Take care, Greg, my friend.
Right.
Let's go, Ray. Okay, Jimmy. So what's going on? What's the scene like now? Oh, okay. Guess I'm stuck here by myself. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 646-478-4692. The chat room is in hysteria, a little crazy. Rocco Sansone has just joined us in the chat room. Anthony SRO is here. Anne Marie is still here. Jay of the Dead has arrived. I apologize to Jay and his wife for Mandar's behavior in the chat room last time he joined us, but everybody knows Mandar is a huge lech. So now, Jimmy, what's going on? Are you still with us?
I'm here. I'm actually I'm walking around Westgate here. I've walked away from the arena. I tell you a quick funny story last night from last night. Pat Leonard from the Daily News was commenting to that Glenn Sather, I guess, was hanging around the arena yesterday, or maybe he was in St. Louis. I don't know. I guess he was in St. Louis and had actually said hello to Pat Leonard. And Andrew Gross's response was, "Well, he probably thought you were Del Zotto." So, as you hear the music, I'm a little ways away from the arena
now.
At the moment. I'm trying to find the facilities. There we go. So, lots of Ranger fans starting to file in. I think I see the crowd has waned for the Todd McFarlane signing. So, all is well. We'll hopefully see more Ranger fans in a few minutes.
Since you're my reporter on the spot, so to speak, What Ranger jersey have you seen the most people have of basically last names of the players? And Phoenix, if you've seen any Phoenix fans at all.
I have seen some Phoenix fans. Honestly, at this point, the Ranger jersey that I have probably seen the most of is Messier. I've seen about 6 Messier jerseys.
Wow.
Female
no wonder
and male.
The man inflated. What?
Male and female wearing Messier jerseys.
Yeah, there's no word of who's in or out at this point. I suspect Eric Christensen's going to hit the pine and Mike Rupp is going to play tonight. That's my guess. They've been looking to get Rupp in this lineup. And at this point, I don't know what the value of Mike Rupp is. Maybe other than to maybe give Brandon Prust the night off from fighting once in a while. What do you guys think about that? What do you think about that, Jim? Well, I think that's pretty good. Jim!
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm all about giving Brandon Prust the night off from all this fighting. I think you know which guy I want headed for the, to go sit take a powder as they say. Why don't you take a powder? See? Yeah. See? Hold on. I got some more Ranger fans here. I'm gonna hit them up real quick. Ranger fans, Blue Shirt Underground Radio, internet radio program, all about the Rangers. We're on live now if you want to call in. The number's at the bottom. Are you there, Eddie?
Yes, I'm listening to this Florence and the Machine crapola or whatever is being played in the background.
That's Adele, isn't it, I think?
Whatever.
Making my way back towards the arena.
Too bad we couldn't get Miss Arizona to hip-hop dance to that song.
Maybe I could arrange that. Hold on. I got no problem asking her. So I'll head back towards the arena, and we'll see if we see her, and I'll ask her about it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so where are we? We got 45 minutes left in this show. This is probably the best... Is this better than the other Phoenix remote we did? I think it is.
It's pretty good. I think the Miss Arizona thing was hysterical.
I seem to remember. Oh, hold on. I see some folks in new Winter Classic jerseys, the Medieval Times. What did you call it? The Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament jerseys. I'm gonna run over towards them. Ranger fans again, congregating at Margaritaville. I should have just set up camp here. Let me mute out for a second and talk to them, and we'll see if we can get them to call in.
You got it. Well, there you go. Jim is on his way. I got to tell you, Artie is still the king of that episode one. I don't care about... his apology when he makes for the shot heard around the world there, it kind of chokes me up. I have to admit, he goes, "I'm sorry about bad play," whatever he said. That was I got a little choked up. Big man can have emotions. I can have an emotion. God damn it, once in a while. Lord.
Get a score.
Okay. So what else we got? No confirmation.
Oh, hi.
Okay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Anyway, okay. I interrupted the Winter Classic couple while they were eating, and hopefully one of them will call in. They're in for the weekend here from Staten Island to enjoy the game. And it's a good scene going on now. It's more people here now than there were last night, that's for sure.
And it's like Margaritaville seems to play. Jimmy Buffett,
yeah, Ranger,
one of your favorites.
Ranger fans seem to like Margaritaville.
Not one of my favorites,
I think it's
like
overpriced
Jimmy.
And overrated, but what do I know?
And you're a fan of Jimmy Buffett.
Boy, what
a
show.
A
wow. Oh.
Alright, I'm heading back towards the arena. I see there's a lot more Ranger fans out front. So let me see if we can... maybe get that switchboard humming again.
Oh, yeah, hummina, hummina.
Oh, and Miss Arizona has moved. She's switched positions now. She's actually right in front of me here.
But you're going to get a stalking thing. We're going to have to bail you out for stalking.
Nice shirt. So, Miss, what's her name? Erica something or other? Erica? She's interviewing somebody, whatever. She's shaking hands,
Erica,
talking to people.
What was her name? France D.
Good for her. All right, here's like a whole family, like six people of Ranger fans. Let me mute out for a second, and I'll see if I can get them to call
in. Okay, I've got update. Martin Biron will be playing for the Rangers tonight. Rupp is in the lineup, but the scratches have not been announced yet. So there's your update, Rangers fan. So it's Marty Biron going to get to see. And Marty had a good game his last game out. Big rebound game from last week. His last game from previous.
Okay, I'm back.
So I don't know if you've got to hear my valuable update. Are you ready?
I was talking. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
You were going to see Marty Biron in the net tonight.
I always, do you know that I'll bet you in the last 7 years, since Henrik Lundqvist became a New York Ranger, I bet you I've seen him play twice. And I've been to probably 10 Ranger games in the last 7 years, 10 or 12 Ranger games. I've seen him play maybe twice. And here comes a Henrik Lundqvist fan right at me, and I'm gonna hit him with the news right on the air. Watch this. Hey, I'm Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Have you ever heard of us?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're actually on the air right now. Do you know Henrik's actually sitting tonight? Did you know that?
Oh, they got Marty.
Marty and Ned. That's because I'm here. Typically the backup plays when I go to see the Rangers.
Yeah.
We're actually doing a show right now.
Uh-huh.
If you want to call in, the phone number's at the bottom.
Okay.
And like I said, my name's Jim. My co-host Eddie. We're on the air right now. Give us a call.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, so I got him with the concert. Here's a family, a house divided, a Coyote fan and a Ranger fan. I like your jersey. Who you got on the back there? Oh, it's just her name. Okay, with Messier's number. All right.
Messier.
And they keep moving. Run away from the scary guy. Here comes a guy in a. This guy's a. What is? He's got an Adam Graves jersey on with the A. The A was like all the way down on his sleeve. I don't know if he got like a bad. Looks like he got a. Looks like he had the. like he had the stitching job done at Walmart or something. I don't know. The A was like on the sleeve.
The Argentina Walmart version.
Yeah, I don't know. So remember James Way? That's who did it. Here's a couple other Ranger fans. Let me head over towards them. And there's Erica, the lovely Miss Arizona, still working the crowd. I've seen at least three people in Sidney Crosby jerseys, and I have no fucking idea why. He's not playing. He doesn't play for either of these teams. Don't wear a Sidney Crosby jersey to a Rangers-Coyotes game, people.
What the hell is Sidney Crosby right now?
Is what it is.
It's just
all right, here comes a guy, a Brandon Dubinsky jersey. All right. Let me see if I can get this guy here. Excuse me. I see you're wearing a Brandon Dubinsky jersey. I'm Jim. I'm from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Have you ever heard of us?
I did not hear.
All right. Well, we're actually doing a show right now. My partner Eddie's on the phone. I don't know. Hopefully he can hear you. I see you're wearing a Brandon Dubinsky jersey.
Yes, I am.
What's going on with Dubby?
I don't know, man. Hopefully he's going to figure it out, get his lines together, get going.
All right. Well, if you want, call in. We're on the air right now. Phone number's at the bottom. Give us a call. All right,
Jim.
Go.
I got some phone Brandon calls Dubinsky. I want to go to. You've done your job well. We're going to go to another phone call. Area code 908. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
This is Tom Maggio. How are you? Good, good. I'm at the game here.
You're at the game, and let me ask you a few questions right off the bat.
Go ahead.
Did you know that Marty Biron is going to play tonight?
I had the feeling. I was telling my brother-in-law, I said, I bet Biron's going to play tonight because of David Henrik and the Devils on Tuesday. Yep, right. That's fine.
And
That's
we
fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think Biron has been, actually, I think Biron has
exceeded
my expectations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and Henry can't play every game. He has to put a playoff, so. You know, I have season tickets, so I see Henrik all the time anyway, so it's not a big deal.
So far this season, Rangers have been very resilient. They lose a couple, they win a bunch. I was talking earlier about maybe perhaps the top pairing and defensemen being a little bit tired from all the time that they've played. Do you think the Rangers are still going to maintain that resiliency? Or you're a season ticket holder, so you've seen this drill before. You know, get off to a good start, and then there's a losing streak. Do you feel that the Rangers are a more resilient team than they were in years past?
I think so, and what we have on our side for something we haven't had in a long time is youth. I mean, you know, we don't have the Roosevelts anymore and all these old-time defensemen. They're all young guys, so I think they're going to be able to handle the grind.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, where are you on Tortorella? Because a lot of people are split. On him. You either hate him or you love him. There's really no in-between.
Well, I'm kind of mad at him today because he got off the bus and I yelled at him. He wouldn't even look. But anyway, at least Henrik turned around, gave me a big high five because me and my wife were the only two standing there with Ranger jerseys. And Henrik looked up and waved. And, you know, Gabby and Stefan, they waved. But Tortorelli just kept walking.
Stuff by Thorne.
But anyway, as far as him, he frustrates me with changing up the lines. I mean, let the guys play together so they can have, you know their tendencies. I mean, granted, okay, I guess the St. Louis game, he was unhappy with Richards. They were kind of flat, so he was shaking things up. But enough with that. Just leave the guys together.
I agree with you. I mean, it's like,
discipline. You do need discipline, so a lot of people don't like him because of that. But, like you said, Ranger teams in the past, they were fat cats, and they didn't have no discipline, and they were just making the millions and skating around like Holiday on Ice. You know, they didn't care about winning or losing.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that what we Ranger fans were looking for? I mean, we had Rennie, who was a very calm guy back there, never really had a fire. And we wanted that, and we got Tortorella. Seems like we got that, and then it was always too hard on the youth, this and that. But it looks like young guys are developing.
Yes, they are, and it's exciting. I mean, I was at the Florida game, 6-1, and I could not believe there was like 5 minutes to go in the third, and they're still pinching and hitting. I'm like, I said to my buddy, I said, this is the Rangers? They're winning 6-1 with 5 minutes to go, and they're playing like they're down a goal? I mean, I was, like, amazed. I was very impressed. I'm like, you know, I don't want to get too excited because, like you said, we know what always happens, but it's hard not to get excited the way they're playing.
I think it's time to get excited for the thing you mentioned. They're young. When have they ever been young? They're never young. You know, and these guys come to play. They want to win. And I really, even last year, Rangers did not. I mean, they kind of shit the bed at the end of the year a little bit.
Right.
But for the most part, they were pretty resilient through all those injuries. And I thought they've always had that bounce back on the Tortorella. So hopefully it'll continue. Well, I hope you enjoy the game.
I will. Hopefully they knock this little losing streak off, and they win today. And obviously the big ones Tuesday and Thursday. Devils. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, but I hate the Devils, so they better win Tuesday, and of course the Islanders on Thursday.
That's a no-win situation against the Islanders because we beat them, we're supposed to, and if we lose, every Ranger fan gets nuts. You know, you gotta talk them down from the ledge. But I thank you for joining us.
No, great. I'll keep your number here in queue, and I'll give you guys a call every now and then.
Yeah, we have a website, we have a Facebook page, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. It's all the rage with the hip kids.
Yep. All right. Good deal.
Okay.
Good talking to you. All righty.
Take care, man.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Jimmy, are you there?
I'm still here, yeah. I keep, you know, when you're talking to the callers, I keep muting out and trying to talk to Ranger fans and you know, get the job done. I know, I guess not many people are calling from out here at this point, but I'm trying.
Jim, you're doing a wonderful job. This is way more phone calls than I ever thought we'd get. And we have another call, which I believe is a Skype call, so I don't think it's from on the scene, but let's get to it. Area code 1111111111111. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is your old friend Hip Check from the L.A. Kings Road Talk Radio Show. How are you doing tonight? I'm enjoying you guys' broadcast tonight.
Oh, fantastic. So the Kings have fired their coach. What I mean, you've named their new coach Daryl Sutter. We'll talk a little Kings hockey here. What's your feeling on
it? Well, I guess we decided since the since the 1995 coaching strategy didn't work, maybe the 2001 coaching strategy might give us better results. So seems to be the opinion of a lot of the Kings fans. You know what? I'll be honest, to throw a little Phoenix since you're there and to stay on topic, I would have literally been content for them to tread water and roll with idiot John Stevens and hopefully get Dave Tippett next year, but if they're going to go ahead and sign Sutter to a multi-year deal, if he can light a fire under some of the players' asses, you know what? I'm good for it. And if he can do that, he deserves his money.
Well, I have to say, you know, listen, the Kings seem to every time I look at the Kings roster, I go, how is this team not doing well? I mean, what's been their problem? I mean, what's the main impetus?
I can definitely help you out with that. I can definitely help you out with that. Terry Murray, his idea was that he was just going to have the team throw as many shots on goal and have some type of net presence to try to pick up the slop. But unfortunately, he didn't count that the teams maybe aren't the fastest team in the league, and maybe he didn't have the roster that was built for that kind of play. So I just throwing 40 shots. 45 shots on net. The fact of the matter is they're coming from well outside the scoring area. They don't have enough speed. They weren't, you know, making good choices with the dump-ins. Of course, the injury to Mike Richards didn't help things either. The fact are, I said this on my show, and I'll go to my deathbed with it. I present the fact that had the Kings actually had no strategy whatsoever and literally just told Anze Kopitar and the skilled players to go out there and run and gun, I'm convinced they would have had far better results on the scoreboard. And basically, at the end of the day, that's it. His plan just does not create scoring opportunities, and they're just not scoring.
Well, there you have it. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. I love the Kings update. Well, we've been on your show. We love the, you know, it's fantastic. Why don't you tell the people out there your website and when you guys are on and then the whole shtick?
Absolutely. I'll do a shameless plug, and thank you for allowing me the floor to offer as much. We are LA Kings Radio, LA Kings Road Talk Radio. You can find us right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we only broadcast after every Kings Road game as to not interfere with the local call-in show here. And you can find us as well on Facebook page. And we're also kind of a subsidiary of the megalith website, letsgokings.com. So if you want a bunch of insane and crazy Kings fans, letsgokings.com is your website to do it. And, of course, our show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And while I'm not the biggest Ranger fan, I'm definitely pulling for you guys tonight. The win over Phoenix definitely gave us a little divisional leg up for tonight's game, all right?
Well, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And the best of luck to your Kings in every game except against the Rangers.
We need it, and I picked the wrong season to stop drinking.
Take care, my friend.
Good night, fellas. Keep up the good work, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. Suddenly went into Kings radio there, Jim. But listen, we're diverse. Are you there? Okay, Jim, are you there? All right, Jim's not there. Let's go to another phone caller. Area code 609, you're on the air with Jim and Eddie on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
This is Captain Eddie. What's up?
Captain, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Not too shabby, sir. I'm actually out doing a little bit of holiday shopping. How are you today?
Well, I'm a little disturbed, but I understand that Marty Biron's going to be in net tonight. I like to see King in there to kind of, I like to see the King in there to break the losing streak. But listen, Marty's been pretty solid. He's been a lot better than I ever thought he was. Rupp is going to play tonight. No word on who is out of the lineup yet. So Jim, once again, is going to see Marty Beer on start, which seems to
Rupp
be his bane
playing
in life. Rupp is playing, but no word on who is out.
So Rupp is playing, but we don't know who's out. Okay.
Gary and Andrew Brook. So we have Brian is on the line. The captain's on the line with him. So, okay, here it is. Richards has been scratched and Rupp is in. I'm only kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's see.
Well, Eddie, I guess Carcillo's in, right, Eddie?
What'd you say?
Yes.
Newly
acquired Carcillo
did, yes.
Carcillo.
Another, this also, Lundqvist is sitting tonight. It has nothing absolutely to do with his left collarbone, after he took that shot from Soure and all that. I'm trying to see anything else. Nothing else is updated yet.
Eddie, I want you to know that when you actually did say that on the last show, not only did you take 2 years off my life, but I've never gone to Twitter so fast and searched for the word Carcillo in my entire life.
I was trying to think real quick who would be the worst guy. Here's a question for both of you in the chat room. Well, I'm sure Carcillo's up there, but the worst guy for the Rangers to get in a trade.
Donald Brashear. Oh, wait, we did that already.
Oh, wait, that happened.
I got it. Ole Jokinen. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, that happened.
Damn.
Ole Jokinen is red hot, by the way.
Right. Well, that's usually what happens when you leave New York. That's kind of just the thing that goes on. We probably don't want to try to hire Enver Leesen. That didn't work out.
Oh, I miss Enver Leesen. I still haven't gotten over his that deal yet.
I'm trying to think.
I can't come up with like a real schmuck that I don't want on my. How about Scott Hart now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Player.
150%. Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm not down with Scott Hart at all. There goes that question. That's a little.
Yeah.
I could probably teach you a few things. Some positions and moves.
Completely random, but funny. Let's play the fire montage while we got a couple minutes to kill. Captain, what are you thinking? Rangers going to stop the bleeding tonight, or what's going on?
I'm not thinking that the ship is sinking by any stretch. I mean, I think that kind of, why Jim asked me if it's my first day as a Rangers fan, like why I was so calm. Every team is going to have these streaks where they. And you know what's funny? We really don't do well against Western Conference teams, and I think I know why. It's because when the Rangers play with an edge, like when they genuinely don't like the team they're playing, they tend to play better. But since we don't play these Western Conference teams more than once or twice a year, there's never really opportunity to hate them the way we hate the Flyers and the Devils and so on and so forth. So I think that they just don't get up for these games. And I think you can see that in their play. They get down early. They don't have the desire to really fight anybody. So that's why I think we've – and this is like for a few years now – they struggled with Western Conference teams.
Yeah, I mean, that could be. Plus, I don't know if you just joined the broadcast, but the Rangers
are staying
at some fancy-dancy spa out in Scottsdale. And Jim said he wanted to stay at some crack house. You got to get down and dirty if you're coming out to the West Coast.
They're probably staying at that spa because the coach doesn't feel that they're tough enough. So probably hanging out in the spa will help that in some way.
Yes. All right, here's the fire montage.
Fire! I'm on fire!
I'm on fire! I'm on fire!
There you go, Jim.
Love
big
the fire
hit.
Montage.
Big
hit. Here's a gentleman in a Rangers jersey and a Mets hat. Is there another Messier jersey, by the way?
Wait,
Jim, Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you. Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
That's right.
Are you guys familiar with us?
Not the radio.
No.
But
we're on the internet, Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Cool.
We're actually doing a live broadcast right now. If you want to call in, the number's at the bottom. Call in. And we're Mets fans. But we don't admit it much, but we're a couple of us are Mets fans. Well, you should give us a call. We're on the air right now. Live broadcast, live internet radio, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let me reset here. I'm looking out. It looks like, I don't know, they got something going on. They got a stage set up now outside the arena. I don't know what the. This is just insanity. Here's another guy in a Crosby jersey. Yeah, he's playing. I should go ask him, how many goals is Crosby going to score tonight? And then here's a couple of guys in Heritage jerseys. These guys, I don't know who these. What is going on over here? I might just stick myself into the middle of this. What is this going on here? There's like a circle of people, nothing going on. We're all standing here staring at nothing. There is nothing going on.
Maybe they're playing hacky sack. Who knows?
They're not playing hacky sack. There's a whole lot of people just standing in a circle watching this curtain, and there's nothing going on. I don't know if Bruce Springsteen's going to come popping out of there or something. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Here's the two Ranger fans that got interviewed by Miss Arizona. They're right here. They're still laughing. This guy's still blushing over it. Still trying to work it. She's over there still doing interviews. There are a lot of Ranger fans here tonight. It looks good. Looks like we've got a good turnout. Here's a guy walking around. There's a guy over here walking around with a Rangers sign that it says Pod Fan Sucks. Hold on a second.
Oh,
let me talk
boy.
To you for a second. I'm Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We're actually on the air as we speak. You're walking around with a Pod Fan Sucks chant sign.
Yes, I am.
So what's your name?
Rich.
Rich, I'm Jim. Nice to meet you. We're actually on the air as we speak. My partner Eddie is on the other line. Now, why the Pod Fan Sucks chant? Why not a sign, I should say. Why not a Let's Go Rangers sign?
Let's Go Rangers.
Now, you don't think that's a jinx? We have a theory that chant is a jinx. The other night they did that chant, and a minute later, Henrik Lundqvist almost died from Sheldon Surrey's shot. he went down like he was on the Zapruder film. It was bad. And every time they do that chant, the opposition scores. Don't you notice that? You don't think by doing this chant every night they're honoring Dennis Potvin at this point? I mean, most fans, I understand you do. You're about my age. You look to be about my age. So you understand why we do that chant. But don't you think that most Ranger fans that are mad at the Square Garden have absolutely no idea why we're doing this chant anymore?
Well, she's 11. She knows why.
Okay, you're 11. This is your daughter, obviously. Okay. And you understand why. You're freezing. This girl is chattering. She's got her – who is this here? You've got a – oh, okay. She's got a little Ranger doll. It's her. Okay, that's
very
weird.
Nice.
It looks like her dad. It's a very strange group of Ranger fans are here. Anyway, if you want to call into the show, the phone number's there, right there. My partner's on. He'll take your call. We'd love to talk to you. It's nice to meet you. Enjoy the game. Do you live out here?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. Me too. So I'm going to go make fun of these Devil fans in a minute here. It's the Devil fans. I don't know what's going on with this. What is this? Here, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Well, actually, you got one. Devil fans. Hold on. I'm going to talk to these guys. Are you guys lost?
Yeah.
So why show up at a Rangers Coyotes game in Devil jerseys? Because are you from New Jersey?
Yeah.
So you're just here to root against the Rangers,
pretty
basically.
Much, yeah.
Okay. You guys put up six on Michelle Bachman last night. That was depressive. It's more than we did. How about Kovalchuk with those six hits last night? Chico Resch was making a big deal out of it. That's exactly what you guys pay him $17 million a year for, is all those hits, right?
Sure.
So, all right. Well, the Devil fans, enjoy the game, fellas. The Devil fans don't have much to say. They're just idiots. And here's a guy in a Marion Gaborik jersey, Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. How you doing? We're on the air right now. Say hello to the Blue Shirt Underground.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rich. You live out here?
I'm actually from New York.
Oh,
I'm from L.A.
Oh, you moved to L.A., came in to see the game. Excellent. He's wearing his Marion Gaborik jersey, Eddie. Are we going to win tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. Eddie, are you with him?
Okay, lovely girl Stephanie in her Brian Leach jersey. Are we going to win tonight?
That's what I'm talking about.
Came in from L.A., here to see the game. A lot of Ranger fans here. This looks good. They're everywhere. There's no Coyote fans. They're Miss Arizona's over here. We got on the air with her before. It got kicked off. Call in. We're on the air right now if you want to call in and say hello. Guys, enjoy the game. There you have it, Eddie. I'm working it. I'm trying, my friend.
Jim, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you seen anybody walking around in one of those old Coyote jerseys?
Can you speak up just a little bit? It's starting to get a little loud down here, so if you could, a little louder.
All right. Have you seen anybody walking around in one of those weird Coyotes jerseys in the late 90s?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. You're talking about the multicolored Coyotes jersey, the black and green and maroon and everything else. Yes,
yeah,
I have seen a couple of those. Here's a girl with blue hair in a Rangers jersey. Hi. Let me say hello. Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Why do you have blue and red hair?
Because the Rangers are the best.
Okay. Now, you're obviously a house divided. Your boyfriend here. Are you really dating this guy or are you married?
No.
You're just friends?
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, you need better friends.
Yeah, I do.
Well, she's a Ranger fan. She looks like a nice girl. I'm for Blue Shirt Underground Radio. We're a weekly radio, internet radio broadcast all about the Rangers. He's not invited, but you are. We have a lot of lovely women that listen to our show every week, and you should join us. We're actually on the air right now. That's why I'm talking to you. Just, you know, I don't just walk up to random strangers usually. She's got blue and red hair, Eddie. That's my co-host, Eddie, is on the air right now. What's your name?
Nicole.
Where are you from? You live here?
No, New Mexico.
You're from New Mexico.
Yeah.
Eddie, do you see? People have come from literally all over this great country of ours to come to this game to see their New York Rangers. Are we going to win tonight?
Hell yeah.
Do you know Hendrick stopped playing? You should see the look on this girl's face.
She got real quiet.
I just told her that I broke the news to her live on the air that Hendrick Lundqvist will not be playing tonight. And I hold on a second while I pick her jaw up off the floor. She looks devastated. You're a big Lundqvist fan, are you?
Yeah,
where's this jersey you're wearing? Where is this? What is this? This is a mess. What is this jersey you're wearing?
No, Rangers jersey.
All right. Well, it's very nice to join the game with this mess here and we'll see you. I'll come see us on the show. And we got a girl here in an Eli Manning jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, after my own heart. There.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Gina.
Hi, I'm Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Are you a Ranger fan?
Big time. I actually live in New York. Just here visiting.
You're here visiting for the game?
No.
Or you're here visiting and the game is just a bonus?
Yeah.
Here's a little thing for us. We're on the air right now.
Yeah.
Are you from New York, too? Or?
Oh, no, I'm from here.
Oh, well, you don't have to say it like that. Oh, no, I'm from here. Oh, well, good for you. Good for you, woman. And what's your name again? Gina?
Yeah.
Gina. Who's your favorite Ranger?
I'm in love with Delzato and Dandrade.
Delzato. Have you been watching 24/7?
Pretty much.
Did you see Delzato crash into the boards on 24/7?
Yeah.
And he says, what did he say? Fuck me, am I bleeding? Were those his words, Eddie?
Yes.
That's
it. Fuck me, am I bleeding?
Okay. Well, enjoy the game. It was nice to meet you. Come check us out on Facebook. The whole bit, we're a mess. It's the lunatic fringe of Ranger fans. All right, so we're working the crowd here, Eddie. I don't know how interesting this is to you guys listening, but I'm having a good time.
Jim, that girl you were just talking to, that wasn't Mandar, was it?
I haven't seen Mandar yet. I figure wherever the biggest group of women is, that's where Mandar will be.
Yeah. Well, Mandar is safe. He's up here in New York, so actually I'll be seeing him later tonight. And hopefully Michael Delzato will get the hat trick so I can really rub it in again. I got to say that was a very good run of people you got.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ranger fans here now. Can you hear them when they talk into the headset?
Yes.
Because it's just one of these. You know, it's got the boom mic, and I hope you can hear them. So, I'm trying to give you good radio here, Eddie. You pay me good money to do this. I appreciate it. So I just want to give you your money's worth.
Well, I'll say right here, Wazili says this. It's going well, Jim and Eddie. And, listen, Wazili's been with me, at least from the start, and the underground from the start, and the banter from the start, so...
I'm going to go jump in this picture. Come on, right here with the girl with the Brad Richards Winter Classic jersey. I just literally took over her picture, and I put my arm around her, and now I'm going to back out. So it's a fun crowd. There's a few. There's like three Coyotes fans here. I see Ranger fans everywhere. This group is still in a circle here watching nothing. I don't know what's going on. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. I'm looking for Korpakowski jerseys, or Korpakowski, I guess, is the correct pronunciation.
Jim.
I haven't seen any of those yet.
Mario Morgado has quipped that circle is a Tom Rennie power play.
That is the Tom. Now that Keith McElroy is here, well known from the group. How you doing, Keith? Good to see you. Oh, thank you. So just working the crowd. It's been fun. Got a lot of Ranger fans here. Oh, there's a guy in a Jager jersey. Should I go? Let me see. I'm just kind of like running around like a madman now. So.
Stephane
Matteau
tried to shake my hand in the air.
Stephane Matteau? Oh, in a Matteau jersey. Somebody walking around in a Matteau jersey. The police are here. Hold on. Let me keep things quiet here. Police. Policia Federales.
Captain.
Could be Miss Arizona.
Any updates on who's in and who's out? Are you watching the Twitter, the Twitter, the Twaga?
I have no idea what's going on today. Just what you've told me. I haven't been able to follow. It's been a busy day here, and the only information I have on tonight's game is what you've told me.
And I'm actually calling
we're
from
on
the mall. Day. We're out shopping.
Oh, you're in the mall. Where are you in the mall, Captain?
Well, I'm actually the wife is in Macy's, and I'm kind of walking around aimlessly.
We have people dancing. It's quite a scene. I still don't know what it's all about. There's Ranger fans everywhere now. The place is crawling with them now. Sorry, it's madness. Now it's
Jim,
madness.
Have you seen any Michael Roosevelt jerseys?
I have
Jim,
not
you
seen
sure
a Michael Roosevelt jersey.
Glendale.
Hold on a second. Here's an older gentleman. I'm going to try and talk to him for a second here. Let me see if I can. Rangers! How you doing? How you doing, sir? I'm Jim from Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Justin?
Yeah.
Justin J. Fried? Oh, hey, nice to meet you. He follows me on Twitter. That's how I know him. Yeah. Hey, I've got a woman assaulting me here. Oh, it's my wife. Oh, excuse me. Hi, how you doing? How long have you been a Ranger fan?
I guess about 60 years.
60 years. Wow. That's a long time. That's a lot of misery.
Do you remember Alfie Pike?
My co-host wants to know if you remember Alfie Pike.
Alfie Pike. No.
No. Doesn't remember.
How about Camille Henry?
I remember when we had a rivalry with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
We used to have fights all the time with Philadelphia High and Boxer.
Yeah.
Next Boxer. I forget what his name is. He used to send them in all the time.
Right.
And
okay.
And the Rangers went out high and an ex-fighter.
Yeah.
At the time. That was, what, I think in the
70s? Yeah, I think so. All right, well, guys, enjoy the game.
Right.
It's good to meet you finally after talking to you on Twitter. And,
thank you.
And let's go Giants tomorrow, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we've got more Giant fans here, and Ranger fans and Giant fans. We're still trying to work the crowd. My wife is here. She just showed up. The dancers are out. It's a lot of Ranger fans, Eddie. A lot of Ranger fans. They're everywhere. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, listen, we got people all over the place. We've got the captain in a mall somewhere in New Jersey. We've got you at Westgate over there in Phoenix. And we've got me here in Lake Ronkonkoma, where I, just as a side note, I'll tell you how wacky this place is. You know how they have the bike lanes in the in the street and all that? I saw a guy riding a unicycle today. All right? In the freaking bike lane. Freaking nuts. These people are crazy. Anyway, enough of that shtick. Still no word on who the scratches are. I'm sure
guy
that
guy just walked by in a Marty Straka jersey.
I love Marty Straka. Marty Straka was a good Ranger. Don't let anybody tell you different out there.
Very, very underrated
funny,
Ranger.
Right? I mean, he always produced a tremendous skater. I was really upset when he did not re-sign with the Rangers. What, did he go over play up back in Czechoslovakia or somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
AHL,
correct.
Anyway. Well, so
I was also, I always liked Marty Scott. Even after Yager and those guys left, he was a good ranger. So what else we got here, Robin? We've got 10 minutes left in this show for the ages. Girlfriend is in Macy's.
Wife.
Girlfriend
now.
Or your wife?
Your
he
wife.
When did
wife
you get
now
married there, Cap?
October.
He got
15.
Married. Wow.
What?
You're a newlywed.
Yes, very much so.
Another Rangers Yager jersey just walked by. I'm seeing more old Rangers than new Rangers on the jersey. Current Rangers.
I got a theory about it. I think that a lot of these people were New Yorkers when the Rangers, the 94 Rangers were around. They went out and bought their jerseys. They went out to Phoenix. They've been following the Rangers. The Rangers haven't been that successful since. They've held on to that jersey. Hockey's not big out there. There's no new jerseys available, so they just stick with the old one. That's what I think.
Entirely possible. My buddy Chuck is wearing my Brian Leach jersey, so, and my wife is wearing my blue Liberty jersey. So I broke out the old jerseys tonight, too. I'm Natalie clad in my Blue Shirt Underground T-shirt, which you can purchase by visiting blueshirtunderground.com.
Okay.
Yeah, very good, very good. Remember, December 28th, the holiday basharoo at Slattery's Midtown Pub. Be there or be an Islander fan. As far as I'm concerned. You've lost the captain, so it's just me and you flying solo for the next 9 minutes. If you just joined us, Jim has been hit with a summons for stalking Miss Arizona. Been thrown out of several bars for making fun of their cover charges. And
has this broadcast gone okay? Have we sounded okay on this end? Have we done the underground well today? Are we well served?
I think. Well, Jim, let me tell you, I'm going to be honest because I'm very critical of this program. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of times when I'll tell Jim, I go, it didn't really go that well. He'll say, no, it went good. I think it started off a little shaky, but after that, it was great.
Okay.
Except for that one time I had to tell you to shut up. But other than that, we did good. No, I'm only kidding.
They're out, though.
I'm wearing a Mad
kind of
Hatter.
Some kind of dance going on back there.
It's flash dance. Yeah, and I agree with Greg who's saying it. They love the live audio. There's nothing like live radio and spontaneity, and you're doing a great job over there, being humorous and entertaining.
There goes Gina with the blue and red hair with her bad friend. Don't sleep with him.
Don't sleep. Now, why is he a bad friend?
This broadcast has had a little bit of everything. I got physically removed from a TV broadcast, and we had Miss Arizona on the air saying, let's go Rangers. I mean, what more? I don't know what more I could do.
We had a random phone call from the L.A. guy, the Kings broadcast. It's been a lot. We've had a lot of people call in. A lot more, I think, when you gave them the piece of paper and they called in, a lot more than I thought we would. I think we've severely overachieved in that. And I think everything's been great.
Well, good.
Have things died down there?
Say that again?
Have things pretty much petered out down there?
No. There's a big crowd waiting to get in. They're watching this dance troupe. I really don't know what's going on with that. A lot of Ranger fans still coming in. I have a better estimate when we get in the arena and get to our seats and I'm able to see the crowd. But I'm seeing it. I think we'll be well represented tonight. So should be a fun atmosphere on a Saturday night here in Glendale at the jobbing.com. Could be the last time the Rangers ever come here. Who knows? With this organization, with what's going on with the with the Coyotes. You know, we could be doing this broadcast live from Quebec next year, Eddie.
I love Quebec. It's a good city.
All right,
I
Jim,
do too.
Talk
it's
for
great
a couple
place.
Minutes. I got to urinate.
All right.
All right.
What else? I guess the only other thing I wanted to say, you know, I got a chance to watch 24/7. I watched it. I've actually watched it twice now. I like what they're doing. So far, so good. I'm actually, you know, I would like to have seen. While I see, you know, I understand how great a program the Garden of Dreams is. I'd like to see a little bit less of that as we move on. That's not really. I mean, we hear enough of that during the MSG broadcasts, and you know, we're completely inundated with Garden of Dreams this, Garden of Dreams that. We don't need it on the HBO show as well. I want to see more about what's going on with the players, the stuff where, like, you know, when they went out to dinner and they're putting the credit cards in the hat to see who's going to pay and following Del Zotto when he gets the laser treatment on his back and Tortorella saying how the players are too soft and they depend too much on the treatments and how it can affect them. And there's a guy walking by who bought one of those Chinese Winter Classic Jackie Lamba knockoffs that I see. He's wearing a Dubinsky jersey on. I would like to go laugh at him, but I won't do that. excuse me. Just looking around, there's a lot more Ranger fans coming in now. I see a lot of them arriving. Even more Messier jerseys. That still seems to be the prevalent jersey, Mark Messier. I haven't seen a lot of, like, Callahan's or Stahl. I haven't seen any Stahl jerseys. There goes another Jager jersey.
I'm back.
I've seen quite a few of those. Welcome back to the program, Eddie. Glad you're back.
Oh, I had to go so bad my back teeth were floating. I mean, it was.
So I don't know what else to say at this point. I think we've done a good job. It's been a fun broadcast, and my phone battery has survived, which is good. The headset's worked okay.
All right.
And I think I'm going to go put the headset back in the car and head into the arena.
Okay. Well, Jim, you did a great job, fantastic job. And it's tough to ask people stone cold to call in and be humorous with them, and you did it all. You did it great.
Well, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. And I'll probably give you a call tomorrow because I have no idea when our next show is.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
There you go. The great Jim Schmiedeberg, ladies and gentlemen. As we wind down this broadcast here right before the Rangers are taking on the Phoenix Coyotes tonight, it's going to be, I think, a game that the Rangers kind of need to win. You don't want to say must win. But they have been a little bit lackluster, and I said it earlier in the broadcast when I was talking to one of the people there. I feel that the Rangers defense first pairing, because John Tortorella plays them so many minutes, is getting a little bit worn down. Girardi and McDonough. Surely Girardi's used to this type of minutes. McDonough's never played these type of minutes. Can't say enough about the defense. Stepping up and filling in. But bottom line is the Rangers need to start scoring goals. Wherever it may come from, they need to get back in that 3-4 goal range, which we were talking about earlier, saying, you know, in previous broadcasts about how the Rangers were scoring goals. And that's kind of, since we've said it, basically it's kind of gone out the window for the most part. I mean, you know, this. It's just a little bit of a lull. I don't think it's anything to get concerned about. But, in Rangerland, you're never very confident. But, try to change that way of thinking here at the Underground. Okay, with 90 seconds left in this show, I guess I'm going to end it here. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Charlie, and I see a lot of new names I saw in the in the chat room today. I see Charlie. I see all the rest of the crew, the usual suspects, as we say, have joined us here in this special afternoon edition of Blue Shirt Underground Radio. So we'll see you when we see you. Thanks for coming out, everybody. We really appreciate and listening to the show. Good night, everybody.